Happy fucking pre-Christmas fucking happy hour, everybody. It's old home week. It's all fucking family.
We're celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by saying the word cunt as many times as we can.
Cunt and telling fart jokes. It's like
hey, Mary Magdalene, nice cunt.
Oh, Jim.
Jim Ward's in the house, everybody.
Hey, Jim
Ward.
Right
out of the gate.
Yeah, we get the most of win for more fucking Jim Ward. So
yes.
This one is starring Jim Ward because it's family week.
Pretty
it's
much,
pre Christmas. And instead of, if you, in fact, are spending Christmas with your fucking annoying Republican relatives, you can just sneak in and have a happy hour with us.
That's right. Here
play,
we are.
Play us at full volume so all your family can hear.
You said, Travis Bone, you are drinking something that just tastes like Christmas.
Yes, it is an apple cider whiskey with ooh, ginger
apple,
beer.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. Wow.
Give him, give him a sip.
Give him a sip.
Sharing is caring.
Mmm.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. And, by the way, and Timmy is here.
Hi, Timmy.
Timmy's on the, for nothing.
Yeah.
You can get kids to work for like beer and a blowjob.
No, I made him a cocktail.
You're giving him a blowjob?
Mm-hmm.
Does Jim know?
He doesn't want one. I'm just
You seem like the kind that would use teeth.
Yeah, I'm bitey. I'm bitey.
Oh, God. A little bit of teeth is fine.
No, I was really good at it. Jim, we've discussed this. Mm-hmm. I gave a wicked blowjob because I was, you know, a Catholic girl.
Confused.
Yeah.
I had a dream.
You were like back then, and you know, man, woman, hole in the tree, whatever.
You were a virgin, no. But you were into handsy blowsies.
Right, that's the point, Travis. Thank you for your support on this.
I went to school with Mormons. It was all they were all up the butt girls.
Oh no, oh, I was that. No, that was not me. That was not me, except once accidentally in Italy. In Italy?
Italian guy talked you into getting it. You got it up the butt.
Let me explain this.
Wow.
Actually, I knew this a Mormon girl okay. who's
this is Travis, the greatest podcast ever.
Travis, this is
Travis,
already.
I feel like you and I are all alone. Let me explain that. Okay, when you grow up Catholic, my mom and my sisters, my one sister, I swear to God, both of them were virgins when they got married. Because
Catholic virgins, I'm sure.
No, they were virgins. When
no, they
got
could
married.
Be like the Mormon girls at my high school that went
what's
up the butt
with my bangs.
I know.
Does it look like I just gave a blowjob right before this?
Pretty much.
They're sticking, yeah. Jim. What did you do? They're sticking to my head.
Did you have a pill without wine?
God damn you, Bill Cosby.
You see, the blue gunky's under the table will give you roofing the pudding pop.
God damn it. He said it was a cappuccino.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
God damn you, Bill. Okay. Oh, good boy. Okay. Okay. Here's what I was saying. So, anyone know, they know what I'm talking about. That Catholic girls.
Hansies, blowsies.
Right. Everything yeah. But. You're supposed to, you know.
Including butt.
Including
right,
butt.
Because I thought I would be a virgin when I got married. To my betrothed husband.
There's so many things wrong with that statement.
Right? But no, that's what I thought. My mom and my sister both got engaged on the third date, and they were married happily for 40 years, but they were virgins when they got married. So, anyway, my point is that's how I learned to give a wicked blowjob. I figured it didn't count, you know.
So,
unless you want to have like boys from Buffalo had a big enough blue balls because of the cold.
So, it wasn't your milkshake that brought all the boys to the
No. I was really...
So, if your mom was a virgin, did she give wicked blowjobs?
Do not bring up my mother and fucking blowjobs. I don't care if it's happy hour.
I mean,
I never talked to my mother about
blowjobs. More importantly, can you get chlamydia from blowjobs that require
thalidomide?
No! I did not thalidomide. I was not a flipper baby. I had gray teeth because my mom gave me tetracycline. Or she took it.
Or she took it because she had
chlamydia.
She did not have. You're a fucker. She didn't have chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
Jim, tetracycline
was
the antibiotic of the day in the 60s.
Right, they gave it a lot for social diseases back
mm-hmm.
then.
Mm-hmm.
My mother did not have a social
and
disease.
People became resistant to it, so they had to get stronger and stronger drugs.
Just because your mother was a firehouse whore.
Yeah.
They're called firefighters.
Anyway, I don't know what's happening with my band. I have some. There's something about Mary going on. Who came in my hair? Seriously,
Tim.
All right. So anyway, what were you? Oh, Italy. Do I have to tell this story?
Yes.
Should
yes.
I have some Italian
about
music?
How you got it up the butt? Hey, I'm fascinated.
Not really, and only for a second.
Maybe you could teach Chris a few things.
She sat down on a stock.
I could teach her a few things.
Something.
Okay. So, my friend, because, you know, you do your, what do you call it? Your trip to Europe when you're a dumb in college. It is really surprising I'm not in the thousand pieces somewhere because we did dumb shit things when we were in college, right? So my friend Angela and I were doing the pre-Edinburgh Theater Festival thing. Mm-hmm. We were doing our little $5 a day Europe thing. So these two hot Italian guys picked us up in their Alfa Romeo. They're like, would you like a tour of Roma? Roma by night. We're like, oh, this is great.
How about I roam around your ass?
I can't get that image out of my head.
We are all dumb bitches that are lucky we did not end up dead in the 70s. Anyway, my point is, we were like, oh my god, a tour of Rome at night. Rome by night. We're drinking champagne in the back of the Alfa Romeo.
It was probably Prosecco, not champagne.
Probably.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah. There was a little bit of a language barrier, but we were suddenly like, oh, where are we? Oh, at your place. Well, this is not, is this part of the tour? Where are we?
So, how would you like to sit on my Tower of Pisa?
Say that.
Was it leaning?
I remember one of us. No, that was the other college boyfriend. That was he had the, what do you call it?
Cronies.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
It was a divining rod for my later political.
Curb meetings. Left, huh?
Right, yeah, he curb left. Okay, here's my point, Jim, is that I remember one of us made a joke about an orgasm, and they said, what's that? And we thought it was a language thing, but it turns out it wasn't. Anyway.
Oh, you get those too, huh?
Something about foreplay. They're like, what is that? We're like, oh. All right. You're Italian. You don't know.
You need a little foreplay if you're going to take it up the butt, girl.
Let me explain.
Loosen it up a little.
He understood enough English that I said, no, I'm not. I'm a virgin. We're in the shadow of the Vatican. I'm Catholic. I'm a virgin. I can't. I'm not. So he understood that.
But you have to say it like this with a.
Listen to me.
Actually, like that might give him a different idea.
Yeah. Yeah, this is something else.
In Italian.
Anyway, so my point is, let me just say things happened very quickly before I knew it was happening. I thought we were just having a little, you know, touchy-feely, make out, maybe a little. And before I knew it, he, like, you know, like Cirque du Soleil.
Flipped you around.
Flipped me around, and I was like, wow, that is.
That's how it's done.
Huge. Seriously, it was the biggest dick I've ever seen, and I
and biggest dick you've ever had in your ass.
It was probably uncut too.
Yeah. What?
Let me just say, in his defense,
two birds, one stone.
I did say
uncut
stop,
and up the butt,
and he stopped right away. So this could have been a far
worse ending. Because you screamed like someone was being murdered. I bet.
I have a feeling
I shot through the wall like a cannon. I was like, I don't know what you think I said. But not that. Okay. So anyway. Meanwhile, my friend
just
Angela.
Just kidding. Was my arm.
Yeah, that's what this is for.
That's what you did this and he got the.
That wasn't his dick.
Those aren't pillows.
You got fisted by an Italian.
Your dick has knuckles.
You got fisted by an Italian.
I did not get fisted.
I
got.
I can already see it now. Hashtag fisted by an Italian.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Hope the kids are enjoying.
We're a family podcast.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Definitely not safe for work.
No.
Okay. My point is, and I didn't have anal. It was for 2 seconds. And that was
that's anal.
It counts.
That's anal.
Okay.
If it bleeds,
it's
it
not.
Bleeds.
I can't.
It's not like,
it's not like the 3 second rule.
It's the only. It didn't bleed, and it's the only time I ever.
Oh, no.
Oh. Okay. Meanwhile, in
good
the
thing
other,
I wore my red underwear.
Where's my Italian music? Meanwhile, in the other bedroom, my friend Angela, who was with the other.
How'd she top what you did?
If it was, let me just tell you. If it could be worse than my experience, it was. We had just been. I don't know, the beach somewhere on the Europe tour, and she had had horrible sunburn.
Uh-huh.
And it peeled. And apparently he was a sweater.
Ooh.
And so he sweated on top of her during sex, and she was screaming. And he was thinking, wow, I am fucking good. And she was screaming, actually, in pain.
So he came in her tits to make it all better.
Well, I'm guessing he had like a hairy chest. So it was like
I'm
a
sure.
And then, he immediately apparently jumped up and said, "Ah, I got to take a shower." So it was very romantic. What? So the next morning, wow. We were relaying really horrible experiences to each other. And she said, "Oh, you know, I hope he was gentle." I'm like, "No, he wasn't gentle. It's the biggest dick. It's like a redwood. And he wasn't gentle. And he..." Okay, so that's a...
That's a story you've never told on the air before.
No, I'm just sweating just telling that story.
That was the best start to a happy hour podcast, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
How do we top that? Except maybe
your mom must be proud.
You can only imagine. Thank God my mom has no idea what a podcast
right.
is. She has no idea even how to watch the regular show, thank God.
How do you adjust the rabbit ears for the podcast? Or the codpast?
The codpast?
That's the fish is past.
Thank God for the amount of time.
Sell by date. It's the cod past.
Yeah. Thank God you've, you know, because you frequently mention my mom and blowjobs and chlamydia, so thank God my mother can't get this.
Right.
Oh, she gets it. She just doesn't get it.
She doesn't get it.
It's right over her head.
Yeah. Aw.
Oh, Lord. All right. There's only one thing that could top my Italian anal sex story. That'd be Kim Jong-un, because what the fuck is going on? Kim Jong-un and Sony has caved.
Yep.
To the K to the J.
I love this story.
Oh, I'm so mad at Sony Pictures for making that piece of crap movie, The Interview. Especially Seth Logen. Fatty, fatty, 2x4. You so fat, when you sit around the house, you sit around the house. Also, I kill you, James Franco. I like you better when you rush the arm in that hiking movie. Ah. Hey, Franco, let me give you a hand. Ha, 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 ha. It is to Raph.
It is to Raph.
But I really like Rizzi Capron from Masters of Sex. Hubba, hubba. I like Rizzi Capron a lot. She like to get naked and pray with herself on the television. They should call that show Masturbators of Sex. Hardy, hardy, ha, ha, ha. I make a joke. Also in the cast, a lady called Diana Bang. Mm. I bet she does! Ha 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 ha! Hardy, hardy, ha ha ha!
Oh, God.
What the fuck? Seriously? Sony canceled a movie because of that little gimpy fucker? Did you see him walking in the gym on his little broken bird ankle? Because he's...
By the way, what business does he have calling Seth Rogen fat?
Right? Right? Right, you said he broke his he's broken his little sparrow ankles.
Yeah,
more than once because he eats foie gras all day.
He eats nothing but foie gras all day long.
Also, because I play basketball with Dennis Rodman. Big mistake. Ow! Ow!
That was a foul.
That's a foul.
Need a bowl of foie gras. And go play basketball.
My
with Dennis
ankles. Yeah. My
ow!
Ankles.
He's got gout. That gives you gout.
My ankles are very brutal. Ow!
Oh, see, that's why he's afraid of Hillary Clinton, because she's got the cankles. He's jealous
Stop it!
He is jealous of her.
She does have cankles.
He's jealous of her.
You can't ignore those cankles.
For fuck's sake, really?
I'm going to have her cankles amputated and grafted to my legs. Ow!
That's going to be their next demand.
By the way, Jim, I'll have you know, she just received the Robert F. Kennedy Ripple of Hope Award.
Yes.
Along with?
A ripple?
Along with Robert De Niro. A little bit. Robert De Niro said, when we agree that it's a human right to have reasonable and responsible medical care, we won't fight about Obamacare or whatever it will be called. He said Hillary Care. The mere mention got huge cheers from the crowd.
Aww.
Because it was a little bit of enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm. Yeah. Enthusiasm.
A little bit.
A lot of enthusiasm. A little bit.
For the Hillary. Cankles and all, Travis.
Hillary.
It's a fact.
She has cankles.
She's
What is that first summer going to be like with Kim Jong-un?
She's a sturdy woman with a
Hillary.
Strong base.
He'll say Hillary.
Hillary. I'm jealous of your cankles. Because your ankles don't break when you're playing basketball with Dennis Rodman.
How did you get such sturdy ankles?
Years of putting up with Bill.
Maybe too much kimchi make my ankle brutal.
Makes it what?
Brutal.
Right. Easily broken.
Maybe he got into his dad's stash of...
Typo dong?
Zagnut and...
Kimchi and Zagnut.
What's the other... What's the drink? Gave a wrong. Something logging.
It was a whiskey.
Oh, Ragavulin.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Ragavulin.
Right.
You're very good at scotch. Very peaty. Huh? Very smoky. Mm. Very smoky Robinson.
And if Hillary's president, Cuba, that's going to be awkward with Cuban cigars. She has a history.
Ah. Those were not Cuban. Hey, Hillary, I keep telling you.
Hillary, give me some cigars.
You got down some down I lost my I last like cigar. Don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what box. I do not know what box I left that in. What? Don't shake your head like a school marm. You just call my mother a whore, a blowjob giving whore.
I did not call your mother a blowjob giving whore.
Look at him, like, over there. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's just so awful.
Just said
I don't want to be associated with this Alan Smithy production.
Social disease and chlamydia.
Yeah.
He's a classy bitch.
I am. Yeah. I got class coming out my ass.
I called Monica my human humidor.
Humidor?
She was his human humidor.
That's right.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I don't think there was an embargo on that cigar going under. Tang.
Yeah. I mean, she starred in Cocksuck Blanca.
Oh.
Is that one of the old bits?
Yeah, it is one of the old bits.
One of the ones that got us fired.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you going to play it? Bits that we don't even need the bleeps for this
No.
What the fuck were we thinking, though, on regular radio?
Well, they have the bleeps in there.
Jesus,
I mean, there's no getting around that.
It's superstar.
We could play those.
All right. Well, go ahead.
What? Jesus Christ. Is Jesus Christ. Yeah, Jesus Christ Superstar.
What about
is on
the Duke Cocksuck Blanca?
Okay.
It is
remember,
the season.
Remember Blown with the Wind?
Yes.
These were all our Clinton era parodies about the blowjobs.
The Horseshit Whisperer was on here?
Yeah. Oh, that was Susan Carpenter McMillan.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I have to. You talk amongst yourselves
well,
while I.
All right, fine. Jim, as we've been talking about torture. By the way, did you see Cheney?
Rectal feeding medically indicated.
It works. Trust me, it works.
Don't get this deep voice from drinking water.
How much do I hope that, I'm just saying, next time he might have to have a, you know, he might have to have a hospital stay, just a little check up on the ticker or something, that there might be a, let's just say a liberal union nurse that would be like, oh, you know what's medically indicated? Hummus and raisins and knots up your ass.
Oh my. Hummus and raisins and nuts, oh my.
Oh my.
I still feel like you'd be able to chew it up and spit it back out.
You think? Jim, do you ever feel like you've shit the ice planet Hoth? I do. Sometimes it's crunchy. You know what I mean? Like it's sharp coming out. I don't know what that's about. These guys will not support me on this.
Nope.
Have you ever been like, when did I eat glass corn?
No.
No?
No.
Just me?
No.
No.
Just you. Yeah. As someone, a caller said, you need to drink more water.
Yeah. You need to hydrate.
If you're dehydrated.
Friends don't let friends have pebble poop.
You get constipated.
Yeah. You need more water.
You might have too much iron in your diet, somebody said too.
Oh.
That was a caller that didn't get through.
He screened him out.
Stop
thanks
eating.
For your concern.
Actually, there was a day where I tried to line you up with a bunch of people who wanted to call and talk about your shit. You didn't bite.
Wow.
Oh, are we doing this?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Okay, this is one of the reasons we got fired from the last radio show. This is during the height of the Clinton impeachment scandal.
Yep.
All right.
S&M Fornigate Pictures presents a timeless classic. Suck Blanca with Bill Clinton as Rick.
Play it, Sam. You played it for her, you can play it for me.
And Vernon Jordan as Sam.
I don't remember him. Must remember this.
Racist!
Just a kiss.
A life.
Just a
life.
The fundamental
fists will cry.
As
crimes go
by.
Wow. Oh, that's lovely.
With Monica Lewinsky as Ilsa.
Hello, schmucko.
Monica, of all the skin joints in Washington, she had to walk into mine.
Whatever, creep.
Monica, you're getting on that plane to Brentwood.
Hello. Last night you said we were going to run away together.
Last night I told Hillary to do the thinking for both of us. She said that once I start bombing Iraq, the sex lives of three little bimbos will amount to a Capitol Hill of beans in this crazy world. Now, if you stay and testify, you'll regret it. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life. I'll make sure of it.
So I guess that means f*** me.
Well, sweetheart, we'll always have the oral office. Here's licking at me, kid.
Pig.
Well, Sam, I like the way your fingers move on those keys. What are you doing later? I think this could be the start of a beautiful friendship.
Suck Blanca, coming soon to a theater near you.
Oh boy. How's that Hillary Clinton booking going, Travis? How's that going for us?
And that wasn't the one that got us fired.
No, that wasn't actually.
It's yeah. worse. Here, we
I'm,
can.
I'm pretty sure she's not subscribed to the podcast, so we're safe.
I bet you she is. In preparation for 2016, I bet Hillary was like, Bill, the happy hour thing's up. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. I got to see what's happening. What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you going to get me fired again?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
what
Jesus
is it?
Jesus Christ.
Hold on.
Oh, is this the one? Really? All right. Okay, we'll wait here.
Mm-hmm. Please stand by.
Please stand by.
Jesus Christ Superstud. We've talked about
I
this.
I don't even know what this is based on.
It was a takeoff of the Terrence McNally play with the gay Jesus.
Oh,
is that what started?
I think, wow. Yeah.
Right, we were talking about the even more offensive Jesus
this
plays.
This right. is the one that got us fired.
Oh, right.
Coming soon on Fox, it's Jesus Christ Superstud.
Oh, Christ. What a hangover. Turned the whole damn Dead Sea into red wine last night. Oh, man, that Mary Magdalene sure is a nice piece of ass, though. Man, she could raise Lazarus from the dead. Thinks you gave me a rash, though. Oh, damn, that itches. Hey, Mary.
What?
Wake up. Let's go again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on. Say my name.
Oh, God.
Say my name.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Who's your daddy?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Jesus Christ Superstud. Coming soon on Fox.
Oh, you walk on water.
Hey, did I multiply the fish again?
I am so proud of that one. I really am.
You're fired.
It's very funny.
It is very funny.
It's funny, right?
It's not safe for work.
No, no. It was evening radio.
Yeah.
Ish.
So, podcast listeners, that's the first time you've heard that since the 90s.
Wow.
Wow. Yep. Okay. That happened, and
we got fired for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like you wanted to get fired if you did something like that.
You know what? We might have been asking for it.
Yeah. At that point, I think.
Yeah.
The writing was on the wall.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, let's get away.
It was like a private parts pig vomit kind of situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, come on, I fucking dare you.
Yeah.
Really? Was that fucking offensive? How about fucking?
How about this? The writing's on the wall. Now there's shit on the wall.
How about cocksucked Blanca? How about blown with the wind?
Yeah.
Wait, do we have
we have God Swish.
Oh, is that the gay Jesus play?
Yes.
I have no idea why people have such a stick up their ass. Jim Jesus.
Hold on, let me see if I can.
Uh-huh.
Keep drinking, Steph.
I am.
It helps you forget the bad times.
Okay.
Me being outraged about, what are you talking about? This is my First Amendment. Oh, you're right. That was
really
That was really bad.
All right, here's God Swish.
Reap ye the way of the Lord.
Coming soon from the makers of Godspell, it's God Swish.
Yoo-hoo, it's me, the Savior, Yahweh, the Prince of Peace. Not now, Mary Magdalene, I'm a little busy with Peter. In the name of the Father, the Son. Oh, Holy Ghost. It's time for the second coming.
Wake up, West Hollywood, it's God Swish.
Day by day. Day by day. Dear Lord, three things I pray.
Wow. Did we really
see
do this?
Yes. Yeah, we did. Clearly,
this is you, Jim.
It's all you, Jim.
Love thee more dearly. You betcha. Follow thee more nearly. Whoops, too close. Oh, I love show tunes.
God Swish, coming soon to a bathhouse near you.
But that didn't get you fired.
Not strangely, no.
No, no, that one didn't.
No.
That was not the one.
No, that was not actually the one. It was kind of a slippery slope at that point.
Yeah.
Wow. And we worked with a gay guy, and you just were like, gay stereotypes are us. Oh, Jim. Jim. Oh, no. Really?
Well, you asked for
it. You know what? Because we're really, it's, you know what? It's pre-holiday, and we really just feel like drinking and listening to old shit. Doing new shit. All right. One last one. Just because cigars have come back up, so to speak.
Yeah.
And Cuba. And, you know, the whole Lewinsky thing.
It's a story of passion and perjury set against the backdrop of the war with Iraq. A sexual epic in which the old South is threatened by a young mouth. S&M Studios presents Blown with the Wind. Starring Monica Lewinsky as the hot-tempered, hot-lipped Harlot Blohara.
Fiddle-dee-dandy. Tomorrow's another day, and I can always give another BJ.
With Bill Clinton as Mashley Wilkes.
Oh, Mashley, I...
Now, don't you worry, Harlot. I'm going off to bomb Iraq. But you keep those lips warm for me, won't you?
With Hillary Clinton as the too-trusting Ms. Melanie.
Promise me, Harlot, that you'll take care of our big old White House while I'm away.
Cha! Don't you worry, Baba. I'd be happy to polish Bill's knob. The doorknobs. Whatever.
And Linda Tripp as Butterball McQueen.
Yeah, Mr. Star, Mr. Star. I don't know nothing about taping no baby interns. All right, I'll tape dirty, dirty. Tape it dirty.
And Brett Butler as...
Wade, where's my TV show?
Not that Brett Butler. Rhett Butler.
Oh.
With Kenneth Starr as Rhett Butler.
But Rhett, where will I go? What will I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I swear, God is my witness, I'll never leave Brentwood again. Oh.
Blown with the Wind. Coming soon to a theater near you.
Oh, dear.
That was the day when Carlos could make it.
Yes.
It was dependent on who could make it that day. All right, speaking of 2016 and Hillary. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling the Stephanie Miller Show Telethon. Can we help you?
It's not the pizza man.
No, it's not.
There goes that porn fantasy.
I did order a pizza for us. That's going to be a porn scene later. Oh, the pizza man's here. Did you bring the extra sausage? No, don't go in the back door. See, it's a callback to the Italian butt sex thing that I... talking to me. Fine, I'm just talking to myself. Okay, my point is, Senator Elizabeth Warren, your girlfriend, Jim, made waves in the Senate. She gave that impassioned speech, right, about the Dodd-Frank blah, blah, blah. Who? Guess who liked it? Laura Ingraham.
What?
Your other girlfriend. Huh? She said if you're a Democrat, you have to think she played this really smartly. She did the smart thing in opposing this, and it gives her the opportunity to frame the issue according to a more liberal, populist, focused on the little guy approach, and which is very attractive going into 2016. Who would have thought that Elizabeth Warren would give Laura Ingraham an orgasm?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. More to the right. More to the... No, pull not my, to the left.
Pull my hair.
Okay.
That's why I'm here.
Did her contract at Fox News expire or something? So maybe she's...
I don't know. I don't know.
Making sense?
I don't know. The Stephanie Miller Show has no information that she likes her hair pulled during sex. We're just saying. We think she probably does. A little
she
bit.
Probably does.
A little bit.
A little bit. A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Just saying. What are you doing over there?
What? I'm tweeting.
Oh, do you have the...
Yes,
the thing?
I told you.
All right. We'll just do one more, kids.
All right.
Coming soon to a theater near you, All the President's Women are back. And this time, they're out to hijack Bill Clinton in Big Hair Force One.
Hey, Blondie, want to join the Executive Mile High Club?
Mr. President, I'm Christy Searcher, professional stewardess, and my breasts are not part of the in-flight entertainment.
Come on, darling, I just want to fly your friendly thighs.
Monica, Linda, Paula, help!
Like Paula, hurry, kick in the cabin door.
Hey, what the hell?
Hold it, schmucko!
Yeah, hold still, dirty, dirty president!
Sha, put your weapon back in your pants, flyboy! We're revoking your frequent privileges! Tape his hands together, Linda!
Yeah, yeah, gotta tape his dirty hands together, gotta tape his dirty hands together!
Hey, whoa! Oh, come on, ladies! There must be some kind of mistake. I'm just a wide-body pleasure craft.
Ever.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, yeah.
You better come clean, schmucko, or else.
Now, Monica, you know I always come clean.
No, that's dirty.
Look, creep, sign this confession or I'm going to have Paula take her hoof and give you and your little Willie a trial separation. Right, Paula?
No way. The President of the United States does not negotiate with bimbos.
Bimbos.
Hola, do it.
Oh, not the first family jewels. Oh. All right, I'll sign.
Not so fast, Bubba.
Oh no, it's Janet Reno.
No, Janet Reno.
Yeah.
Say your prayers, bimbos. It's Waco time.
Give her to Apollo. Give it to her. Slapper, Monica.
Oh, thanks, Janet. You saved my little Willie.
Oh, Miss Attorney General, hi. I'm Christy Zurcher. I just wanted
Christy
to say
Zurcher.
You're so brave and strong.
Hey, thanks, sweetie. Sorry, Bill. This one's mine. Say, Christy, let me ask you something. You ever seen a grown woman naked?
Yeah.
Big Hair Force One coming soon to a theater near you.
What?
Yeah, coming soon. Dirty, coming.
Who's Christy Zurcher?
Don't remember.
Christy Zurcher?
I don't remember. She was somebody involved in the whole thing. Oh, Lord. Oh, Carlos and Linda Tripp. Come on. That was.
Yeah, get it. Get it. Yeah.
Some of them ran a little long.
Yeah,
a bit. A little long. Jesus Christ.
It's like starting live skits.
Yeah.
Speaking of randy politicians, why? The Kennedys have broken their silence regarding Miley Cyrus banging Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold cannot believe the morals.
That is ridiculous. What they're doing over there.
What? Exactly.
I don't know, but that Patrick is a hot piece of ass.
Okay, Travis. My point is,
I'm thinking that Miley could be.
We have an official decree from America's royal family on the matter of Miley Cyrus banging Patrick Schwarzenegger. Rory Kennedy, daughter of Bobby Kennedy, said, "I am happy for them."
And the foam finger.
Pardon me. No. Right. Exactly. I'm just saying it was kind of funny because they were saying like, "Oh, it's so." What could Arnold say, really? What could Arnold...
Patrick, sit down.
Stop
I need to talk
this.
To you about the moral values and things
of this nature.
You're
embarrassing the
family. Values.
While I hide my son that I had with the maid.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen to daddy about...
Oh.
I have experience with this and that. She seems like a whore. I don't understand this behavior.
Wait, I don't remember what I asked for now. Oh, because it's the Christmas season.
Yeah.
Okay, every once in a while, the magic occurred. The Jim Ward and Carlos Alzraki showed up together. And that was the case right before Christmas.
Coming to CBS this holiday season, it's Linda Tripp in Linda the Big Ass Reindeer.
Oh, that's me.
Linda the Big Ass Reindeer had a big humongous ass.
Poor Linda, pull for Santa.
I'm trying, but I can't get my ass off the ground. It's too big. It's not my fault.
Damn it, you fat bitch, pull!
Oh, cute. He thinks I'm cute.
Mush, you big blubbery whale. I said mush.
Oh, I hate my life. Because I know all the taping and I got nothing.
Mush, damn you. Mush.
Oh, all this pulling is making me hungry. Reindeer venison.
Hey, stop eating my reindeer, you pig. Oh, goner. Blitzen. Dasher.
Linda the Big Ass Reindeer, coming soon on CBS.
Yeah.
We've said that for years, right?
Hooves.
And also we say, grapey.
Yeah.
Now that Jebby's running, we frequently have George Bushisms run through our heads via Jim Ward.
Yeah.
Grapey. I like it. It's grapey.
It's grapey. I'm going to just lay here on Ruggy and eat my sucker. I think Jebby should run. Yeah. Oh, that's a great recommendation. Fucking, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he should run. Run, Jebby. Run. I mean, really, Jim? Really? Like,
George just wants to paint the portrait of him for the White House.
I'm drawing a picture of his toes in the shower. Jebby's good.
I do a picture of my butt.
The little brown ones.
He's got little brown ones. That'll be good. Yeah, I cannot. Listen, I'm a lesbian and I have bush fatigue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't. Really? Can we do another bush, Jim? Really? No. You and I are Bush fans.
Well, yes.
You can always do another Bush, Stephanie.
Not these. Not these.
The only Bush you want in the White House is Hillary's.
Oh, look at Travis just wants to show. Just throw something out. Little,
sure.
Look at him with this little Christmas cocktail. Just waiting for...
Papa needs a refill.
Oh, yeah. Papa does. Okay. Okay. All right. Jim, I saved this for you as well. Paul McCartney always dies in video games. He cannot stop getting killed when he plays video games with his grandchildren. He said, I've seen my grandkids playing them, and then I say, give me a go at that. Come on. And then I would get killed in the first couple of seconds.
Perhaps I shouldn't have done the song, Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
Right.
I wonder if he's seen your work.
Asking for it.
I wonder if he's seen your work. Really? You're in many video games.
That's true. Oh, he may wow. have, actually.
Wonder if he knows that that you do him so well. I've tried them, but I'm no good at them. I go in the first room, and I'm like, yeah, come on, and people are just shooting at me. They're shooting at me. I get killed, and then I hand the controller back.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad. He's a Beatle.
Mostly because I'm left-handed.
But he's also 75.
I can't work the
or
buttons.
Or whatever.
I can't work the
I
buttons.
I think Jim does him better than that Heather girl did. As you used to call her, the unit extra slag.
She had one leg.
Well, she did. And, by no
and she was a slag.
By no fault of her own.
And she was a slag.
What are you getting ready to hit over there?
I'm not getting ready to hit anything.
I'm just...
He's tensed up.
He's like a cat. He's like a tense cat. Okay. All right.
We need to strike.
Exactly. Okay. By the way, so we've been talking about torture a lot. Virginia Governor Transvaginal Bob McConnell. Mm-hmm. See, his sentencing guidelines, 10 years. 10
yeah,
years.
Yeah, 10 years. I saw that.
Wow.
Gosh, I hope he doesn't get any invasive medical procedures like rectal feeding or anything like that. Rectal hydration or anything that is unwarranted,
hummus.
Like a transvaginal ultrasound that is medically unnecessary as well. And
I guess
is
he needs a transrectal
after a few weeks in prison, they may need to put one up there to make sure he's not pregnant.
Yeah.
I think that is medically indicated, Travis. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's ask Dick Cheney if that's medically indicated.
It's medically indicated.
Uh-huh.
You getting shot in the face with a double-barreled shotgun.
And then apologizing.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Oh, you've gotten so radical.
Oh, dear, Steph.
Oh, dear.
Like my mom enjoyed the first part of this podcast. Just now, she's like, oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
You said something bad about Dick Cheney. I didn't.
Is your mom's
so
email address in the Rolodex?
About the anal fucking and the me being a chlamydia-ridden whore. But now, Steffi.
You leave that dick out of this.
He's only trying to help.
No, I'm really not proud of you.
I'm the only dick that's going up your ass.
He is the only dick that is up my ass these days. Dick Cheney is up my fucking ass so far. I just want to...
Do you wish Liz were up her ass?
I would like rectal hydration so I can shit him out. Because he makes me insane. And no one calls him on it, Jim. No one says...
Nope.
Rectal feeding, shoving someone's lunch tray up their ass
well,
is
doctors.
Never medically...
No, what's torture is a man calling his daughters from the top floors of the World Trade Center as it's about to burn down.
Geez.
That's
yeah,
torture.
Yeah, that happened on your watch.
Yes.
That's torture.
That was a security failure on your watch, sir.
He was the actual president at the time.
Yes.
His
yeah.
W was
yeah.
off.
Gallivanting.
Yeah, that was horrible when that happened.
Yeah.
He's in medical state
hell?
Weeding
you know,
my
it was
pet
horrible
goat.
When that happened.
Yeah, what idiot was in charge when that happened?
Yeah, what the fuck? Jesus Christ. You know what's torture? Oh, that's our pizza's here. Oh, hi, pizza man. Where's my porn music? Oh, hi.
You got some cash? Because I don't have any cash.
Yeah, go in mommy's purse. Mommy's purse is right, mommy's purse is right there. Get cash. Yeah, mommy's wallet's in there. Okay, good. Okay, oh, wait, okay. Oh, no, wait, that's not pizza. It's a package. Come back. Oh, hi. It's a package. I believe it's the UPS man.
I have a package from you from Italy.
It's from Amazon, and it is of Amazonian proportions, my package.
No, it's from Italy.
Yeah, no, see, he just left the package right there. You see it? No, it's not from Italy, Jim. Stop it! Don't give me a flashback!
If it was from Italy, she'd sit on it.
I have PTDT, which is post-traumatic dick syndrome. Ah! Okay.
Is that what made you a lesbian?
Yes.
Having a dick up your ass?
Yeah, probably.
That makes a lot of people gay.
Wow.
You too?
Chris nailed one.
Aw, honey. At the buzzer. Good Yay. Job. Nicely done.
Uh-huh.
Okay. A man from?
Florida.
Yes.
Of course.
Oh, you know, Jim, there's so much sort of dissension between, you know, the police and civilian these days. This is nice. Florida police officer accused of masturbating in his car. St. Petersburg police officer accused of masturbating mm-hmm. in a parked car was suspended for 2 weeks. And he was on the SWAT team. He was kicked off the SWAT team. It gives a whole new meaning to hands up, don't shoot jizz in my face. Ah, right?
Face is fine. Eye is not fine.
No?
Yeah.
All right. Well, he was, masturbating. All right. So that instills
trust. I think we've all seen that
place.
Porn at one point or another.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, hi, Max and Fred. Look at who's here. Your petty officer.
I think they're probably out of shot.
Pardon
they
me?
Went. They want food. My chicken wrap.
They're so cute. They're together. Oh, GM. Okay, a man from
Florida,
of course.
Also masturbating. A lot of fucking whacking off going on in Florida. People, what's happening?
They get rendy down there.
Apparently, some women down there are not doing their jobs.
Right, mm-hmm. Women of Florida.
That's why there's sinkholes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why. He's Jim Ward and you're not.
That's right.
Do not try this at home.
And pull a muscle.
Right. Florida man arrested after masturbating outside because his mother wouldn't let him watch porn inside.
Mom! I'm watching porn, okay?
Yes.
I mean, a computer game. I'm at the third level or something.
I think that is
no,
actually
mother,
kind
of, no.
I think it's kind of polite.
No, mother, blood, no.
Okay, then you're doing too hard.
Yeah.
There's blood. Something's gone wrong.
Yeah.
He was arrested on exposure of sexual organs after he was seen out masturbating in his yard. In his own yard.
It was
in America.
In his yard.
In America, yanking his own crank. In America. In
what
his
is
own
wrong
yard.
With this country? If you can't stand in your own front yard and jack off for crying out loud, I don't want to live here anymore.
For Christ's sakes, really? Really?
I'm going to move to someplace
sensible. I'm going to Cuba.
I'm sure they're okay with it there.
Right. He told police his mother would not let him watch porn in the house, so instead he went outside and walked around hoping someone would see him. And you know what? In America, why can't you let your freak flag fly? You know what? My fucking mother won't watch porn inside. So here, what do you think of this? I'm raising the flagpole.
Florida doesn't go for booze and dope.
For America, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, I'm doing a recap of another story we've done earlier, which I think is important. You remember the acts, the porn acts that were banned by UK in the UK porn?
Fisting.
Everything I did in Italy. But in addition
Chris
to that...
Chris wasn't here for that.
I wasn't here for that story.
Oh.
I sent you that story, but I wasn't here for it.
Right? No, like fisting, golden shower, something. Whatever. There was a lot of porn acts
that were banned. I
think
squirting was in there. I don't even know.
Squirting.
In porn.
Squirting was in
there. Oh, female.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can't do that in British porn.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, no, they got to hold it.
They got to hold it.
Rick Overton famously said, you're a quart low. Let me check my dipstick. that was about female ejaculation.
Yes.
Anyway, now UK sex workers sitting on each other's faces for their right to fist. A mass face-sitting demonstration. There you go, Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
She looks like she's enjoying it, too.
Well, yeah. Is taking place outside Parliament to protest the new UK porn regulations that will hold...
Shagadelic, baby, yeah.
Porn to the same standards as DVD. That means no spanking.
What
the fuck? What kind of life is there? You know I like a little spanking.
Yeah, you do.
I'm a little moderately bad sometimes. A little too much is too much. You know, then you're like, okay, now that's too much. Now you just hit me with a 2x4, and now that's wrong. Okay. It means no spanking, no bondage, no water sports, no fisting, no squirting, and of course, no face sitting. And so that's.
I don't want to live in a world
where
there's no
face sitting. There she is, Jim. What can Squeezy McFeel Pants do for her?
What they say, I won't live in a world.
Okay, you have to put up with the bans on all of that plus the bad teeth. Why would anybody want to watch British porn?
By the way, would you want to sit on someone's face if they've got bad teeth?
Well, you know why? Because you can cover them.
If they got janky teeth,
you can
cover them. Snag something.
Because you can cover them. You don't have to see them.
No, but they, would they snag something?
They could snag a fold somewhere.
I'm thinking about you, Steph.
You don't have to see them if you're sitting on their bad English teeth.
Right.
Yeah, but then they're in
your
cooch.
Teeth might snag on your cooch. And that would hurt.
Because you're thinking of Austin Powers.
Yes! Ow!
What was that?
Shagadelic, baby. Yeah.
I mean, that would be one way to know your lady bits with those teeth. That just pluck it all right out.
Yeah.
I don't know how much lower we can sink.
What?
How low can you go?
What did we do?
I know how low we can sink.
How?
You haven't even had Timmy on here yet.
Tim!
Come see my new boy toy. Timmy is our new videographer.
I'm going to step over and work the cameras.
Yeah, that has fallen into my web.
Uh-huh.
Give me my porn music again. Oh, I'm sorry. Boy. Is the pizza here or is it 26? 26-year-old Timmy, my new videographer. Mm-hmm. Oh, hi, Timmy.
We have a clip.
Timmy.
What's going on, everybody? It's me, Timmy.
It is like a character in a porn film that just comes in for no reason. Wait a minute. What happened to the plot? What the fuck?
Somebody order the sausage pizza.
More importantly, what happened to my pants?
I did order a sausage pizza.
Should we do the rest of the podcast like this? Just sexy whispering?
Anyway. She'd love that.
Timmy, you're cute. How old are you? 26? Seriously?
Yeah.
Really? Young, dumb, and full of cum. Look at you.
Oh, God. That's the highest compliment I've ever had. Right. That's pretty right. Full of cum. I don't really spread it all over the walls and stuff.
That's right.
Well, except what's in my hair. Because that was... What the fuck? Jimmy? Come on!
Jimmy?
Okay.
You
I'm drunk.
Woo! Well, I may have done it, too, at some point. But
now, what?
How much did I drink?
How much did you? Timmy, tell us all about you.
Oh, me.
Where are you from?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris Matthews.
Hey. That gives me a tingle on my leg.
That's me.
Okay. That's great. Where from in Pennsylvania?
I was born in Philadelphia, and then I moved to a small town called Jim Thorpe.
Would you like to ring my Liberty Bell?
He's from Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
What?
Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's... Wow. Mm. That's exciting.
It kind of is, though, right?
But yeah, he
told Chris
Jim,
the story.
Yeah, tell the story.
It's kind of weird. Like, it used to be called Mock Chunk, and it was like this poor coal mining town. And they were like, we need to get more revenue in the town.
Are you a coal miner's son?
In spirit, maybe? No.
Wow, that is awesome.
So then this town is like going down the tubes, and then Jim Thorpe, the athlete, dies, having like never set foot in the town. And they basically like buy his corpse and bury it there.
That's weird. And that's like Weekend at Jim's?
Yeah. So they renamed the town to Jim Thorpe, and it becomes like this thriving tourist community where people go to see.
Wow. What was it called originally? Wang Chung?
did everybody in fact Wang Chung? Or?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Special place.
And what brought you out to Los Angeles?
The glorious film industry.
Wow. Because you work in the film industry.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done anything famous?
I worked on Hangover 3 for a little while.
Okay.
Location.
Right.
So it was pretty
cool.
Is that a Seth Rogen film?
No.
Oh, I thought he was sent here by North Korea. Are you a spy?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Okay. Wait, is that not a Seth Rogen film?
No.
Oh, sorry.
It's a Zach Galifianakis film.
I'm sorry.
They're both round and beardy.
Sorry for Anakis.
Yes.
Pardon me?
They're both round and beardy.
I'm sorry I have
lost a lot of weight, actually.
Yeah.
Zach. Yeah, I don't know what he did. But,
Yeah, I had to wear a suit on a...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Wow.
I hope I don't get...
All right.
Okay.
So you naively just sort of wandered into my lair.
Just moseyed on over here.
Well, he was friends with Nate.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Nate.
You know what? Let me just tell you, Nate is a well-known liar. So whatever Nate told you that I did to him...
What?
Wherever he showed you on the doll is incorrect.
That was the most uncomfortable
interview.
5 minutes I spent with Nate. He was like, this is what you can expect. None of it is good.
And yet somehow you were lured into our lair.
You are lured into our lair.
That's right. Jim, by the way, thanks for making us the second biggest target next to
great.
Playing a Sony film. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate that.
I'm going to find the coordinates to Stephanie Meyer's house.
Spieler's basement, which is the biggest threat.
Cool.
So now, wait. Was there college in between, or were you came from Pennsylvania directly to L.A.?
Yeah.
I want to know the
no,
whole thing.
I did. Oh man, I did Philadelphia, then Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. Uh-huh. I was in Chicago for four yeah. years.
Ah,
I was in Chicago for 3 years.
What was no, that? No, we were all lived in Chicago.
All four of us have lived yeah. in Chicago.
What was happening
that's
in Chicago?
Why there's a connection.
What's
that's
your right. story? What's your story? What happened in Chicago?
Well, I did school and
what
I was
kind of school?
To marijuana.
What sort of school? Oh, marijuana in school. Good.
All right.
Started that there.
Nice.
What kind of school? Which school?
I did film school, Columbia College.
Yeah.
Very mm-hmm. nice, very nice.
They
okay.
dump a lot of people out here and say, go find jobs.
It's don't you love that I'm doing the job? I'm doing the job interview now when I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah, you knew.
I was just like, I was cute and young, whatever. I didn't really talk to him. Now I'm just doing the interview now. Drunk. I'm like, oh, good, very good.
Did all I right. get the job? Is this.
What?
Am I fired after this?
No.
Okay.
No, oh, you're all good.
No, I made
you're
it.
All good.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. What's your, where's the dating game music? What's your dating life like? What's happening?
Well,
what can we do for you? How can we help you?
You know, I just saw a psychic. Actually, who told
you told me this? And by
I
the way,
that.
Jim's numerologist thinks psychics are bullshit.
She exactly. told me all about my dating life and that there's love all around me, but I'm paying no attention to it.
It's me. It's
driven.
Me. I'm right here.
Like,
just because I'm fucking old and decrepit and gay and needy
like,
doesn't mean we couldn't.
And you're a little dried up down there.
No, I'm not.
He needs something.
No, in the right circumstances, I'm not. In the right circumstances,
that's
things
a,
are nice.
He needs at happy hour. There's, there, you
he
know,
needs something lubed up down there.
That's what
Timmy,
the alcohol
it could be different. Exactly. Alcohol can
here.
Do that.
But apparently being fisted by the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Right.
Do it
that works, too. That works, too. Of course, I was 20 then. Anyway, Timmy.
I was. You guys were. You talked about fisting without me. I was like, what? Fisting
what
and
fuck?
Anal sex? What else is there in life to talk about
wow.
by the time
he
I'm
enjoys
on?
The fisting and anal
wow,
sex.
Wow, the yeah. kids today are into all kinds
yeah,
of things. Hang on, let me. See, this could take me back to my youth when I'm 20 in Italy. I'm like, yes!
Also, youth today.
I want a do-over on that.
Youth today tend to be a little more fluid sexually than,
right?
than previous
oh,
generations.
Yeah, that's millennials.
That's all
we're
good
just...
news.
Kim Jong-un, not fluid sexually.
You don't think Kim Jong-il is
not
has
fluid.
Sexual, has sexual fluid?
Like very, very dry. Like dust.
Do you think Tom... Do you think Tom Brokaw has sexual...
Tom Brokaw has never had sexual relations.
Sexual flirted? Do you think he has sexual...
I don't believe Tom Brokaw is sexually fluid. No sexual
no.
fluidity
it's all about that,
at all.
It's all that, about that Mrs. Brokaw bass, no trouble?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy. Okay, Tibbe.
Hey,
so,
I'm
yeah, so what did the psychic tell you?
Well, she told me... That was just
went
about
to
it.
The
like,
fortune teller.
All these things about how there's love all around me and I'm not paying attention to it. She was like, yeah, there's a girl named Mary that you're missing connections with.
There's something
Mary
about Mary.
Ann Arbor. Mary in Ann Arbor.
Did you come in her hair?
So then I walked out and this girl named Mary texted me. That,
really?
Oh, yeah.
No,
wow.
Wait, what the fuck?
That's,
get the fuck out! Get
that's
the fuck
cool.
out!
I'm not much of a mystic either. I kind of take it with a grain
oh,
of salt. But I was
wow.
like,
oh. Who's Mary? How do we know her?
I met her on OKCupid.
Oh, yeah, OKCupid.
Yes,
somebody's not really taping us on Free Speech TV. He's on OKCupid. I'm like, what is that camera on? What the fuck? What's happening?
I'm just looking for your accounts on OKCupid.
I don't do that
me.
Sort of thing.
No, me. Not
yeah.
me. No.
Lies.
No, I really don't.
I don't either.
I had a Scruff account. I had a Scruff account for like 2 months, and I'm like, this is not for me.
Scruff?
Uh-huh.
What's Scruff?
It's like, have you ever heard of Grindr?
Yes.
It's like Grindr.
It's the OKCupid version. It's the Grindr analogy.
It's for scruffy gay guys that work in old women's basements.
Pretty much.
It's a niche.
Yeah.
That sounds cute.
And they have organ grinders.
What is it, Max? Oh, no. So, Timmy.
Hey, hello.
Timmy.
Stephanie.
Wow, so what's the current status with Mary? What's
yeah,
happening?
Wow, we went on a first date.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You did?
No, I was like, look, a psychic told me that I need right. to connect with someone named Mary, and this girl texted me, and I was like, okay, we should...
Wow.
We should go on a date. But it was wow. an online date. It was just awkward. They're always awkward, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
Well, you know, now we're going to need updates.
But you
about
know what?
This.
First dates are always awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, never feel good.
Okay,
about
let me
that.
Give,
yeah.
let me give you a little advice from Mama's past.
Don't
try to shove your giant dick up her ass on the first date.
See, that's where I went wrong. That's what it was.
Right. What? My dating advice is old, but it's still valid.
When were you in Italy in the 70s?
Yes. No, it was 1980. Still valid, right? Am I right, Jim? Little foreplay.
You went there right as Mussolini was kicked out, right?
Nowhere near Mussolini. I am not that old. What?
Timmy wasn't born, by the way.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Yeah, when were you born?
88.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Still 80s.
I was in college.
When I was
you weren't
brought
into this
world.
Let me just try to get my hand right around this. You were born in 1988.
Wow.
What's so funny, guys?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
It's still 80s. I think that's still like
if, it is
if
the 80s.
It was 90,
you missed the
80s.
Oh my god, you missed the 70s and the 80s.
I fond memories of the 80s. My
you had two fucking years in the 80s, yeah, you zygote.
My best years.
Did you have like, were you a baby with big hair? Yeah. Even though you only had 2 years.
Like a
razor
head.
All right, tricycle? I have to go get more drunk and sexually harass Timmy. Because cuckoo ka-choo, you know, I'm Mrs. Robinson.
That's
around
right.
This jizzle. All right, Jim Ward, we love you.
We love you.
And Merry Christmas. And God bless us, everyone. Happy New Year.
Yep.
Happy Hanukkah.
We're going to take a couple of weeks off from this.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
But we'll be back in the new year, and our first one is going to be with
Tina Dupuy. And Jim Ward, so, who will be coming early.
Yep, so we'll see you after the first of the year.
Huh?
What? Merry Christmas,
Merry
Happy
Christmas,
New Year.
Happy New Year.